JSE-listed diversified real estate investment trust Redefine Properties, increasing its distribution by 7.5% to 44.82 cents a share for the 6 months to end February. The group attributes this to quality acquisitions and an astute investor-driven strategy, which helped to guide them to steer through the ebbs and tides of ever-changing macroeconomic conditions. And don't we know all about that? Let's chat to the Chief Financial Officer, Leon Kok, who's on the line. Leon, thanks so much for your time today. I think let's start with those ebbs and tides of the macro environment in the country and I suppose globally as well. What was your operating environment like over the past 6 months?
Yeah, you're quite correct. And I think, unfortunately, most of our attention is focused on the current headlines of the sovereign credit downgrade and the political issues at play. But we must just rewind a bit and understand this result as a function of the last 6 months, which is the back end of 2016 and beginning of 2017. And if you can recall, we came off one of the worst droughts in a long time in South Africa, which obviously had an impact on inflation. And local conditions from an economic perspective were also quite depressed in 2016. I mean, we've seen GDP growth dipping just below 1%, which is certainly not helpful for real estate owners. So all of those factors, which similarly have been driven to some extent by political issues, made our first half fairly challenging.
Yeah, and things were starting to look better, actually. At the end of that six-month period, we seem to have come to the end of the interest rate hiking cycle and so on, for example. But obviously then new developments came through. So when you look at the current operating environment, how do you read it?
No, you're quite correct, which is actually quite a pity. In December of last year, a lot of commentators were starting to identify some green shoots, and as you rightly point out, we were even expecting and forecasting some interest rate reductions, which obviously didn't materialize, particularly given the latest developments around the sovereign credit rating. So things have changed substantially, and from a planning point of view and a risk management point of view, it becomes more and more important to stick to your fundamentals, stick to those things that are within your control, and try and execute your strategy quite diligently.
Yeah.
So the strategy which has been embarked upon by Redefine some time ago certainly stands us in good stead now. You know, I think conservatism from a funding point of view and from a balance sheet management will certainly stand us in good stead going forward.
And you've continued to grow your property portfolio as well. What's been your approach to acquisitions?
Quite correct. As we mentioned, our single biggest acquisition in this first half of our 2017 financial year was the acquisition of the Pivotal Capital and Growth Fund at the beginning of 2017. We settled that transaction in early January, and that was quite a meaningful acquisition for us. It certainly adds the quality and our presence in prime nodes within the South African, particularly office space. And we've also expanded on the existing assets we do have, where the focus is more on protecting and expanding and improving those properties that we believe are well located and that will lend itself to future growth when the economic cycle turns.
And geographic diversification has also been quite important for you. Just talk us through that and what sort of percentage you are targeting to, you know, between domestic and international.
Yes, international exposure is very important to us. It allows us access to our currency income streams. Currently, our total asset portfolio, or property asset portfolio, is touching on $84 billion. Of that, 20% is invested offshore, principally in three specific nodes, in Australia, Poland, and also in the UK. And as you mentioned, that allows us to sort of counteract some of the local slowing down, particularly in Poland, where we see currently a lot of opportunity and a lot of growth. I'm quite excited about the region as an investment destination. So we will continue to look for opportunity within Poland. Certainly our partners on the ground have got access to a very attractive development pipeline, and we will continue to support them in their endeavors to grow. And at the same time, it provides Redefine with a nice new revenue stream and access to growth.
All right. And your outlook then, both domestic and international?
Look, in the current climate, I suppose it's very difficult for anyone to venture any long-term kind of guessing, and be interesting to see how the African political climate is going to play out. International political factors, as the American regime is now, as we've seen recently with the France elections, will certainly have a bearing on most factors that have influence on our results. But we believe that we will be able to match our distribution growth that we achieved in the first half or the second half, And it's going to be an interesting ride. You know, fortunately, we have been quite conservative on the funding front. So if that inevitable credit downgrade does happen, we believe that we've got sufficient measures in place to hedge us against any undue fallout from that.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. Leon Cock was CFO at Redefine Properties.